Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m., or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hello, I have a very special guest with me. Paige, we're so happy that you're here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, so thrilled, so excited. You guys, Paige has a very powerful story. We connected 4 months ago and she came to me saying, Bree, I feel stuck in my 9-to-5. I'm the family breadwinner. I feel like I'm stuck, but I do not want to be here. I want to be home. I want to have a flexible schedule. I want to be with my kids. I don't know how to do that. Okay, Paige, I got you. And Paige dove into the virtual assistant industry. She dove into my program, Mom to VA. 4 months later, we are here celebrating the fact that this week, or was it last week? Last week, she turned in her notice for her corporate job. So she is home with her kids. Tomorrow is her last day.
Yep.
This is so wild. So Paige, do you want to share a little bit just who you are, like all the things, motherhood, life, business?
Yeah, so I'm a mom of two littles. My youngest was born last February, so she's almost a year old already. But I think part of my story and how I've got to where I'm at, also to understand it, also I like to give a background as to I grew up in the era of you graduate high school, you go to college, you get a degree, you go and work a 9-to-5. And that's not saying there's anything wrong with that, but that's what was in my head. And I graduated college and exactly felt that. And after I had my first, he was born right as COVID started. And I never experienced the heart-wrenching dropping them off to daycare because we all stayed home for so long. But when he was born and going back to work 3 months later, I did feel that there was this distraction of I couldn't be fully present with him. And even then, I had this like inkling within myself, which I really have never really shared that part of the story. I knew that I don't think I really want to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. But I just put that on the back burner. I thought things are pretty good right now. I'm working a full-time job and I'm at home because of COVID. But then you fast forward to our daughter and everything went back to pre-COVID times and things opened back up and people were back in the office. And I had a fantastic maternity leave with her. And during the middle of that, like I just had this gut-wrenching feeling of, I can't do this. I don't want to leave her. And I was like leading up to, and I was very blessed. I had 4 months off, which in America, that's not like the norm. And so I did count my blessings, but I'm like, I can't continue. And I just felt stuck. And so I think it was in May that I had a friend, and this community knows her. She's one of my best friends from high school. She had shared one day that she had found Bree. And at the time, I was like, I wonder what that is. And I didn't really do a whole lot of digging into it. But it just, looking back, it planted that seed. That's all that did at the time. And I let it go. I came back to work, and it was a mess. I was absolutely heartbroken, in tears. And like she said, I was the family breadwinner. And I will tell you, and I've shared with my job this week, if roles had been reversed financially, I would not have returned to work. But that's not where our family was at the time. So I went back and I felt all the emotions. But at the end of the day, I just kept coming back to, I am so stuck. And I had countless conversations with my husband that I'm like, I don't know if you understand, like being in this position, some dads want to stay home too, but I think that's probably a little bit more of a strong feeling with moms and wanting to be with their kids. I said, it's just this, I can't describe it, of I can't get out of this financial thing because it's such an impact to our family. but I have such a need and a want. And then a couple months after I came back from maternity leave, pops the seed again of my friend where she tagged Brie again about something. And I finally was like, okay. And I think Brie shared this, like, I have a pretty strong faith. And I was like, okay, God, I see you. I'm just going to ask her more details about it. And so she shared Brie's contact information and just what it was like. I dove into this free community first and really started trying to learn more about it. And the more I dug into it, I was like, I have to talk to Brie. I need to see where she tells me like my skill sets are at. And somebody that has been in the VA industry for at least a little bit longer than I had at that point to see where maybe I could make something. I had no idea at the time. I was like, I'd done a little bit of research on my own, but like looking back, I was very blind to what, like how incredible the VA industry really is. And I finally, like, I had that call and I called my husband. And I was like, I'm telling you, I'm going to do this. I'm investing into her program. I'm basically telling you, I'm not looking for permission. I'm just telling you right away. I know. And I just, from then on, it was this strong, burning feeling within my soul. I knew that I was on the right track. I was one of those people that once I got into her course and I really plugged into the templates she provides and everything, like I did everything as quick as I could. I will say I was probably a little bit naive in the fact of how the process really works. And I quickly found out that I had to have an extremely strong why, because you get told no a lot, or you get told silence a lot, or you may have a discovery call and then hear crickets, or you might like. There was a lot of times where I could have, looking back, like I could have given up so easy because that would have been the easy road. But I just kept coming back to this feeling of like, I know that my purpose and passion in life is to be one, be at home with my kids, two, be my own boss, because I just told my corporate boss this today in one of our final meetings of I know how strong my will and desire to want to make an impact on our family first, but like the people around me and the world that we live in. And I can do that as my own boss and working for amazing clients. And so from there, I would say the first 2 months, I wouldn't lie to say that it wasn't maybe a little frustrating at times, because I did see other people like, oh, I got a discovery call and got hired on the spot. And I'm like, why am I not getting that? So I remember there was a call that it was like a monumental shift for me of there was one day on one of so in Bree's community, we get to have mastermind calls. And I remember sharing one day, I finally on a discovery call after I'd had a handful of them, I was like, you know what? I have to make this shift within myself of I'm a business owner. They don't need to know how much experience I have as a business owner. I got to show up and actually act like it. And from then on, it was the only thing that I can describe it as of this like monumental shift of I showed up differently. There were days I put in long hours. I would work a full 9 to 5. And then after I would be back on my computer in the spot on the couch until 11 o'clock at night. And was it exhausting? Yeah. But I probably starting in October, I think is the first time that I said, I am manifesting. I'm going to be done working by the end of this year. And I believed it. And all of October went by, all of November went by. I still had no clients. The beginning of December was the like, and there were so many aha moments that just kept me going. And that would be like my encouragement to you. Is if you are in this process or you are just getting started, don't stop with just, oh, I applied for my first job. Like, how ride that momentum. Okay, go apply for two more. Or, you know what? If it's really that worth it to you, maybe you're going to be a little tired, but maybe you stay up the 2 extra hours at night to work on your portfolio or to, if you decide to go through mom to VA, which everybody should because it's incredible and the community is awesome. But that's just a plug in itself. But you have to be willing to do the hard work. And that's part of my story. That's my story was not that I I found the clients in 3 weeks and I was able to do it. Like, I put in some hard work, hard hours, and the grit to get to where I was at. And at the end of the day, it was like, I didn't give up because I knew that there was a deeper purpose within me. And I finally got that one where I was hired on the spot, but it didn't happen to until the beginning of December. And then 2 days later, a lady that I had, like one of my clients now, who is one of my favorite people, we had connected in November, and she finally, just randomly, after I didn't quit following up with her, which is another business boss move of acting like you are a boss woman, of showing how like committed you are to the business. And we started working together that day. I said, as long as sign your contract and let's get started. So I had two clients, but it didn't put me in a position where I could walk away from the full-time job yet. And I kept telling my husband, and I kept actually my mom too, I'm going to be done by the end of the year. And in the back of their heads, and now they told me, like, they're like, yeah, I thought you were crazy. What are you doing? And December 22nd, my third client, who is a, as Bria said, I've heard her say this before, like a juicy, dreamy client, sent me an email that said, hey, I would love to work with you. And she completely rounded it out. And I think the full circle moment for me was when she described who her company was. She had also told me, like, part of the reason she named her company what she did is because she was a very strong Christian woman. And that was like, it brought me to tears because you talk about not giving up in the process, not giving up what I heard 4 months ago from a small inkling of God saying, just trust this to get to where it's just like the most incredible full circle thing that it's hard to put into words. And now, like everybody at work knows, and a lot of people, I think I hit it pretty well. A lot of people didn't know, and they were shocked today and yesterday. And but like the feeling that I have inside, knowing like tomorrow I never have to leave the house again if I don't want to. I never, like, little footsteps running on the floor above me. I don't have to wonder what they're doing. I have the freedom and the flexibility to just sit on the floor on my computer and work if that's where I want to because my kids are there. Because at the end of the day, I listened to what I wanted and needed, and it's paying off more than anything that I could have asked for in my life. And that's full circle story of how I have come to where I'm at today. And I said this yesterday on a call, but I have everything to thank for what Bree has created and the resources she's put in front of us and the community that's been built.
Ooh, I love you so much. Oh my gosh. I think this is such an important conversation to have because we all see the glitzy stories and students that do book a handful of clients in their first week or their first month. But this is the real of it is we're playing the long game. We're building a lifelong business. And just like you said, when you have that bigger why that's connected to your purpose and you, it was like this visceral feeling deep in your body. Truly, that's what kept you going. And like the real fact of it is hard work to build a business and you have to do the work. So I'm really just so happy that we're having this conversation and for everyone that's listening in too. Business is fun and it gets to be easy, but it's if you think in terms of harvest and planting the seeds, you have to plant the seeds and you don't always see the seeds sprout until down the road. But then even looking back page, looking back to 4 months, like you did this in 4 months. It's like you look back, you're like, okay, like it felt like a long time in the middle of it. Now you look back and you're like, dang, that's like a blip in the lifetime that I've created for myself.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Of, you know, in reality, four months isn't very long at all. And I think about, I told Bree this and I've told my husband this. I wish that I had put a little, like a snapshot of a time lapse of all of the time that I spent into, because what it truly, like when you look back, it's going to feel like those 30-second clips that you see. because now I have three amazing clients. But now I sit here, I'm like, okay, I'm a business owner now. Put your business owner hat on. What's 2024 going to look like? How are you going to continue growing? Because I get to be responsible for my income now. And there doesn't have to be a limit. There doesn't have to be a, oh, sorry, we can only give you X amount of raise this year. Or I don't ever have to hear that ever again. And it's just, although, yeah, in the time it felt like a lot of work and 4 months of it felt like the ball was just rolling very slowly at times. But now that I'm here, I'm like, I did a lot of great stuff in 4 months and it's paying off.
Yes. So looking back to 4 months ago to now, do you feel like a different person, like transformed mindset, like all the things? Tell us like your personal transformation and journey through that.
Yeah, I feel like a completely different person. Like I had dabbled in like different things over the years, just like of direct marketing or sales or things like that. And I never, looking back now, I never embraced the business mindset. I was a business owner. And that is part of my personal transformation in the last 4 months of actually knowing it's worth investing in yourself. I'm not just Paige Brinks, the mom and the wife and the daughter and the sister. That's not just me. I'm a business owner that people get to take seriously because of the actions that I have put in. So that's one big thing in the last 4 months for me. For the other thing though, is really I thought that I had belief in myself before, and listening to my inner self and inner dialogue and really being in tune with my mind, but it was nothing compared to what it is today or what it has built over the last 4 months. Like I would also describe myself as always been a people person, but I have never poured into a community like I did over the last 4 months. Because when I signed up on day one, I'll be honest, I didn't know like how it was going to look. But I also like the best thing that I ever did was pour all in because I poured into those women and I also got that in return. And all of that together, like the growth, personal growth within myself of belief, I've never manifested like I have before. And just manifesting and believing I are similar in my eyes of I just knew it was going to happen. And I have never been that confident ever before in my life. And it paid off because of I don't know the word I'm looking for, because of what I just poured into my mind. I didn't allow the negativity. That's probably I would round it off with that. I didn't allow any room for negativity. Like I heard a no. Oh, okay. And I never even let the thought of self-doubt or what's wrong with me or my skill sets. Never once. I just, okay, they had a no. So, and I'm backtracking a little bit. There was one other thought I wanted to make to tell whoever was listening today. Like one of the things business-wise for me, and this was a big shift, seems small, but something that I felt really gave me like ownership in the application and job ops and all of that process. I actually started like tracking and keeping a spreadsheet. The first couple, probably 6 weeks of when I was doing this, I couldn't tell you who I applied with or where those statuses were. But that was one thing that, like, it may seem silly, but it took from just applying to jobs as like the old school mindset of being an employee to I'm going to keep track of this because this is my business on the line. And that was another thing that I would definitely encourage people, if you don't do that today, to keep track of it. And because that's also, Bree has talked with us before about being able to follow up with people and showing initiative and going back to the you are your own business owner. You're giving yourself the reputation of being a you're held to a high standard and being organized and things like that. Just something simple of taking 30 seconds after you submit something to write it down in a Google Doc or in an Excel or whatever you track. That was a big thing for me too. Sorry, that was random off of that question, but.
Love it. Amazing. Okay, so what for the people who are listening that maybe just started looking into the VA industry or new to applying, can you paint the picture of what it looks like and means to be a VA from home versus being in a corporate job?
Yeah. First and foremost, like in my corporate world, I had meetings all day long and I had to be tied to what that Outlook calendar was from. I started my day at 7 to 5. And I had to be available in all these meetings. I would say, like, the biggest thing for me now, and it's going to be like I am going to have to train my mind now to be able to walk away, like, disconnect from, which is amazing. But that's also, it is hard because that's all I knew for 8 years. I won't lie to you and tell you what I know what that feels like yet, because next week is my first full week of being able to get to experience that of it. But I can tell you already, in the month that I have been working with all three of my amazing clients, being able to just be present in my own home, have enough. Like, my clients have enough respect for me that they trust that I'm getting the things done that they've either asked me to do or that we've talked about. And that I literally can sit anywhere in my house and do the work. And that is something that I didn't envision in the beginning of being able to just sit on my couch when my kids played or sit at the kitchen table. Like, I've always sat, well, and here I sit today in an office, but like, I've always just sat in an office and worked. And I would encourage you, like, if you are just starting, almost like paint that vision in your head of the flexibility and the freedom of, as long as you're getting your work done where it works for you, not being tied to an office chair or like that helps paint the vision of what you're working towards and not having to. You don't have to be on a meeting. Maybe you have a weekly check-in or your client needs you to hop on a call, but it's certainly not a requirement every single day for 4 to 6 hours a day or however long. So.
Amazing. Oh my goodness. So before we hop off, I would love to hear your reflections on why you chose Mom to VA, your experience there, because I got a really good question today in Mom X VA, my free Facebook group. And she was like, I'm going through the guides and I'm just wondering, do I need Mom to VA to book out my business? And I was like, no, absolutely not. That's why I love the VA industry is you get to use the experience and the skill set that you already have. You don't need additional credentials, certifications. Mom to VA is for you if you want to go fast. If you don't want to have to spend hours doing Google searches, we have, the job board, the coaching calls, step-by-step training program, templates and scripts. But you absolutely don't need it. It's not a requirement to be a VA. So I would love to hear your reflections, why you chose Mom to VA, your experience in the program, and just any key takeaways that you got from going through it.
Yeah, I actually saw that question and I was like, that's good. Because I'll be honest, in the beginning, that's where I started. I remember sitting there and I told Brie this on our very first call, like, because I was still trying to learn what the VA industry was all about. I sat there and rocked our daughter to sleep with an AirPod in, and I was listening to all of the modules in Mom X VA,
I
trying to
remember.
learn,
I remember you
like,
telling me that.
yeah, trying to like just learn everything that I could to see if is this the route that I really want to go. And I started dabbling in things, but I knew at the time that like my schedule and my time was so sparse already that I personally just never felt like I had the time. If this is something that I really wanted to go all in on, I didn't have the time to do all of the research to create something from scratch to figure out how to write a contract myself, or all of the things that you maybe don't think about right away. I will say you absolutely can do this on your own. Thinking about it, without a doubt, I would not be fully booked VA if I had not invested into the program. And it's like from a financial side of things, it is an investment. But at the end of the day, I also thought if this didn't work, because the, you know, in the very beginning, like I did have, oh, what, like, what is it going to be? At the end of the day, if it hadn't have worked, what was the worst thing that I'd done was invest something into myself. That's how I looked at it. But I followed that up quickly with, but I have enough belief in myself that this is going to work. I don't know what it's going to look like. I was very new. Like I said in the beginning, I was completely blind to everything that it entailed. But I knew that I had what it took and I had good skill sets in business that it would end up working. So that would be like my first takeaway. But I've said this to the women in the group. I've said this to Brie. I've been a part of other communities of women before. This is the most supportive, cheering. We could all be applying for the same job, and every single one of us would cheer the person on that got it, even if we were told no, because that is just the community of empowering women that has been created. And to me, the templates and the, I've referred back to a lot of the training programs as I've started with my clients now multiple times. And that's worth the investment all in itself to save you time. But to me, like the community of women to know, I have a texting thread with two women that I'd never met 4 months ago. And we send texts at 10 o'clock at night to each other. That's worth it to me. And there's a lot more wins for me personally that came out of this program that I could have ever expected than what started of, if nothing else, I'm going to invest in myself. And my investment paid off tenfold. Like it, out of my wildest, blew it out of the water.
Oh my goodness, so amazing. I think is we need to have you back in 4 to 6 months so you can share what it's like. Next week you're home for the first time ever
Yes.
working from home, like in your own business alongside your kids, flexible schedule. So I'm super excited to hear all the things. And obviously when you join Mom to VA, you are in the family for life. I'm so excited to do life with you, Paige. I love you so much. Thank you for sharing your heart, your story, your wisdom, your tips. Absolutely amazing. And for all of you guys listening in, send me a message if you do want to know more about Mom to VA. Like we said, it's not a requirement. You can absolutely be a successful VA without it. It will help you get there faster. So send me a message if you want details. I'm sure you can reach out to Paige too if you want to hear more about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing. I love all of you. I love you, Paige. Oh my goodness. What an amazing 30 minutes together. And just thank you again for everything. We love you so much.
Love you.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining in.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Brie Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback. And I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the booked out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.